put in their code at UPC, and it will bring up exactly who that is. Do you want a license to somebody and you don't know how to find them? You have no excuses. It's right there in front of you. You just have to know. This is what I call a comp shop. This is what everybody calls a comp shop. When I'm looking for something, I want to know, I did this for somebody, I wanted to know what kind of strap-on flashlights were out there. This is what we pulled together, not this one. I'm just doing a water bottle and a cat with purple hair. But what I'm saying is, this is what we do. We date it, we say where we went, we take a photo of it, we put the price down, we put the UPC code down, we put, like when I go into a store, I've got one cat with purple hair, then I've got a cheaper cat with red hair, and then I've got two cats over here and they're more expensive. That's the good, better, best strategy that most retailers have. I want to know who all of those people are. I don't want to go after just one. And if you go into a store and you're like, I want to sell this paperclip, and they only have one type of paperclip, I'm going to tell you that's a warning sign. That either means the industry is not big enough for more competition, or it means the industry is strangled by somebody that is so big that you're never going to get in. You have to start, when I'm talking about research, when I'm talking about thinking, this is what I'm talking about. You have to just use your common sense. You don't have to have gone to Brown or Harvard or Yale. Here's something else. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, and I forgot that woman, that beautiful woman back there. I'm so sorry. Yes, your question.
You have a slide. These are on the slide.
This is, Lee's you can go on, you'll be able to go online and download this entire thing onto your computer. Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
Yeah. I know. It seriously freaking is. It
sure is.
And that beautiful woman in the green.
You had mentioned that there were eight numbers.
Yeah, because the other three, we'd have to get into it. It's like customer acquisition cost. Right now, you don't need to know that. Right now. First you walk, then you run, then you fly. Customer acquisition cost is really critical, but not right now. So that's why I didn't go into the all eight. If you know those five, you're freaking gold. Public companies. If you want to know anything about a public company, this is how you go. EDGAR is the free electronic system. That's how you get onto the SEC. You can find anything you want about a public company. That means that they sell shares. They're not a mom and pop. They're somebody that's on Wall Street, that they're a really big organization. You'll be able to see the compensation of their officers. You'll be able to see every single freaking thing. Who's the head of sales? Who's the head of marketing? Now it gets better. You can, all of these are research tools. All of them are, most of these are free. Almost all of these, and most of them have something that's definitely free. You can actually go on TaskRabbit, Fiverr. You can hire somebody from a local school and say, I want you to spend 6 hours at $10 an hour in your dorm room doing this research for me. That costs you $60, and you just freed up 6 hours that you are now freaking kicking butt doing something else. This is the kind of work that if you have no money, you can do it yourself. If you have a little bit of money, use somebody from here and just hire it out. But it can't be somebody like your daughter who's eight, okay? Well, maybe it could if your daughter's awesome. But you're probably going to be looking at somebody that's a part-time person. You're probably going to be looking at a college student. You need to get somebody who probably was born after 1988 and is able to be fluent with technology. I'm just saying. Here is licensing. Okay, so here's the thing about licensing. There's two, and people get this so confused. There's licensing of your product, which is what I've done. I've never done this first part. I just made this widget, and I now want a license to you, and you're going to go out and sell it in 12 countries, and I'm going to get a royalty. Okay, that's part of licensing. The other part of licensing is, what if you wanted to license, or what if you wanted to, you have a product and you suddenly want to do the NFL, or you want to do, I don't know, some, I don't know, some, some little kids, unicorn-y thing, whatever. This is where you can go. You can ask Lima. You can find out who are the licensing agents. Who you from every industry on the planet, they're all in there. So if you're looking to find out who do I approach, well, there you go. And it's just a bottle of wine away. There is a free online magazine. There's Licensing International is a large trade organization. They work primarily out of New York at the Jacob Javits Center. Here's an example. If you go onto Lima, you're going to find something like this, Puppy in My Pocket. So what it says is, hi, Puppy in My Pocket. It's a TV series from Europe to the U.S. They're looking for people. They want to license Puppy in My Pocket to anybody that does this. So let's say I have a luggage company. And I go, oh, yeah, I want Puppy in My Pocket on that luggage company. This is exactly where I'm going to go. And this is and it's owned by Licensing Works. And there's their website. Everything you need to know if you wanted to do Puppy in a Pocket is there. Here's the direct industry that I get direct response industry. I get a lot of industry journals. So here is direct response industry. I just grabbed one from the December issue. That's how you can sign up. It's free and you can get it online. You can get it also a hard copy, but just get it online. It's easier. This is about everything in the direct. This is direct response is all the infomercial companies, all the direct response companies. The people that advertise in here are the people that do the fulfillment. They do those called IVRs, the phone answering. You know, when you call and then they're upselling you. This is where if you're looking for people to go to approach, this is where you find them. Everybody that's anybody in the direct response world is here. Here, oh, go ahead.
Is that also like a one-man commercial? Or?
Yes. Direct response means that it's like the 30-second commercial, the 1 minute, the 2 minute, the 30-minute infomercial spots. All of that is considered direct response. But direct response is now also going, is changing, because guess what? They're finding out that people aren't watching TV or they're flipping through the commercials. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And the reason that that's a good art magazine to get is because it's talking about what other companies are doing, all the cutting edge. It's not puff pieces. Some really good stuff in there. And it also has a tremendous amount of resources constantly. So if you've said, yeah, I'm going to spend 6 weeks checking this out, go here in 6 weeks. 2 hours a night, you will know everything you need to know. Profit sharing. Here we get into, we're moving towards the forgiveness part. I have run three companies. I have run, and I believe strongly in profit sharing. The best book that I found in the 80s, when I was, of course, obviously like 1 year old, was The Great Game of Business by Jack Stack and Bo Burlingham. This is the best book. I still use it. It is what I have focused every single profit-sharing company on. If you liked Bernie, if you liked Hillary's message after Bernie was gone, if you believe that the world is in trouble because there's a few people getting a ton of money and a bunch of people doing the work getting no money, you need to investigate profit-sharing. Profit-sharing is how you will build a company. My first company that I sold, I would really like to tell you that I was so brilliant. It's like selling Girl Scout cookies to drug addicts. I'd love to tell you that I was so brilliant that I did that by myself. I won national awards with that company. We had 33% after all taxes, after everything, our profit margins were 33%. We were having 300% growth every year. Was that because I was so brilliant? No, it's because we were a profit-sharing company. And they knew that the minute that I sold the company, they vested. And all of my staff at that first company either bought houses, went back to school, became chefs, put their kids through college. Okay, so when they were working with me, they weren't getting $1,000 an hour. I basically said, here's what I can do. If you give me everything you've got, I'm not going to take a huge salary, you're not going to take a huge salary, but I'm going to do this legally so that when I sell, you guys win. And that's profit sharing. So you don't have to sell stock. So I just want you to be very clear. There's VC companies, there's tech companies you're going to hear about. Okay, that's not what you have to do. Read this book, easy, easy peasy. And by the way, that book is about how that company bought Harvester. Harvester in the 80s was going to shut down a Rust Belt old company in Missouri and throw everybody out of work. And they gave them no notice, they gave them no nothing. And there were no other jobs. And people had worked at that plant as blue collar since they were in ninth grade. So what ended up happening is seven managers pieced together a bunch of money and bought the company. And what they had was union versus management, the ultimate thing. And they realized that nobody trusted each other and nobody actually understood how a business worked. If you read this book, you're going to understand how a business works. Because what they did is they taught the great game of business to people that had ninth grade educations and did not know anything about business. And I want you to find, and you'll find out that all of those people are profit sharing. They all now own houses. They are affluent. The company is intense. It's amazing. They're still in business. And they write and teach all over. Profit sharing, that's all I'm going to say. Great Inc. magazine article is right there. It's an overview. So let's say you don't want to, let's say you can't read a book right now because you just don't have time. Fine. Read the profit sharing article that's online. It's a good overview and it gives you an understanding. If you are talking about how are you going to get employees, think about this. This is how you build a team. But you have to be in it with your heart. You have to be in it to help them. You can't just be in it for yourself. Online education. Okay, if you guys are not doing any of these, I've taken courses at the University of Shanghai, Wharton, Harvard, Yale, all online, all freaking free. Hello? Hi? Did someone say free? Yes, they did. If you want to get a certificate in something, you do have to pay. But if you're not looking for a certificate and you just want to audit the course, then that's what you do. Now, these are in-depth courses. They're multiple weeks, they're multiple hours per week, and you might not remember, you've gone through your analysis. Am I the person that's going to do this? If you're not, don't start, because then you're just going to feel like a failure. But if you are looking to learn how to program, if you're looking to understand financial statements, if you want to know something about business strategy, I'm telling you, it's being taught here, and it's free. edX.com and Coursera. There's others. There's Khan Academy, but Khan Academy, K-H-A-N, but these are the two that I've used that I just love. Learning how to write copy that sells. Okay, there's a gazillion people out on the web. The reality is the more things change, the more they stay the same. Human nature is human nature. You have to be able to write in a way that is going to mesmerize your customer. So I've just ended like 6 months of copywriting that I'm about to rewrite our website, because our website right now sucks. Well, it doesn't suck, but it kind of sucks. And I now know how to do funnels and how to do drip campaigns and how to do e-commerce. Okay, this is my third business, and I finally said, oh, I don't have that skill. I write really well, but writing a creative brief or writing a business letter or report is very different than writing on your website to attract customers. There is copyhackers.com is a great place. Now, these things that I'm going into now, yeah, they're in business to sell you something, but the reason they're on my list is because they have content that is meaty and juicy. Content that you can actually learn from that's free, okay? There are a bunch of places, as we talked about in the beginning, that you log on to their webinar and all they're doing is selling you into their $5,000 thing. And God knows, if you don't take that seminar, you're really not serious about your business. And really, they only deal with a select few. Bite me. When you run into people like that, run. Really run. So this is great. Copy Hackers is wonderful. And then there's a new world out there, guys. Remember we just said if you're trying to get to Amazon, again, this is a whole thing that I could give you, but there's a world with algorithms and online marketing and SEO and AdWords. It's not easy, but I want you to go back to the concept of, okay, I can learn how to write. I'm going to find somebody that can do SEO for me. Do you understand? And now there happens to be a gazillion people out there saying that they can do SEO. Well, I can tell you that I have been through agencies that charge thousands of dollars a month, and you know what? They don't know squat.
Wow.
This is an emerging field. This isn't something that people went to school for 20 years ago and that there's this field. No, no, no. It's changing freaking every day. So it's one of my interns. After she left our company, she went to work in LA for a really big, well-known ad agency. She then, YouTube stole her away, and now she works at YouTube. And she and I were having lunch the other day, and I was saying, well, you know, should I hire somebody to do our social media better? And she said, no. She goes, we used to charge $8,000 a month at our agency. That was the coming in. And she said, the truth is, we were hiring people that were in school, just out of school, and we would get, and she said, the reason I left that industry is because we would just get up to speed on something ourselves, and it would change. Mm-hmm. And she said, it was ridiculous. And she says, it's a complete, she said, I could no longer take their money. I felt, but she's awesome. But anyway, that's why she's at YouTube, because YouTube is free, which we're going to get into in a second. However, online up here, Active Growth, Neil Patel, Instapage, Swiss Made Marketing, and Digital Access Pass. Active Growth, Neil Patel, Instapage, those are all things that you're going to need to get used to. So I thought for a while that I was mentally deranged because I would read about squeeze pages and landing pages and whatever. And I just was like, I'm never going to learn this. Okay, untrue. You will learn it. You just have to figure out what it is that is most important. Is a squeeze page really most important to you? Maybe it's a landing page. Maybe SEO isn't as important if you can do copywriting. Or maybe SEO is really important and you can get by on a less done site. You won't know until you dig in and figure it out. And I wish that there was, in my next life, I'm going to do something like take this course and this is all you do, ABC, and you'll get there. Right now, you're still going to have to dig in and do it yourself. Neil Patel, remember, all of these people sell things. I am not telling you, and I'm not an affiliate. There's no money here. I'm telling you that they all have content that I'm encouraging you to use free. And along your path, if you go, you know what, I want to dig into copy hackers. Great. I think they're great. Or I want to take Neil Patel's marketing class. Great. I can guarantee you that everything from these resources is high quality and they know what they're talking about. Pitch deck, angels. Okay, people say to me all the time, I need to have a pitch deck, and people freak out, like a business plan. Okay, if you're going to go to see an investor, yeah, you do need a pitch deck. Here's where you can go see examples. You want to see what other people have gotten funded millions and millions of dollars on, or hundreds of thousands of dollars? Just go freaking look at their free pitch decks and see what they did and copy it. Obviously, your info goes in there, but what I'm saying is you just copy their format, guys. It's the same thing that we do when we're looking at keywords. I go to my competitors and I look and I see, well, what are they using? If I was selling a product that would be something that PG&E would be selling, I'd go and look, because I can guarantee you PG&E just spent $10 million. What are the words that they're using? Don't make this more difficult than it has to be. Slidebean is a template. There's a free test period, so guess what? I'm going to just tell you, there's free test periods for everything. You pull that trigger when you know exactly what you need, and then you just say at the end, I'm so sorry, I'm a small entrepreneur and I'm no longer going to keep going with your service. That's okay. You are not their customer. Their customer is the person that can afford them every month. They put this out there. Let them be altruistic. Marketing. PaulMontreal.com. He's up in Canada. I'm pulling him out because he has this thing that he does where he takes only small people's websites. So only small websites and all different kinds. Whether you've got a vacation rental or you're selling socks or you're doing pet products or whatever it is. And he is a brilliant marketer and he literally tears it apart. Online, they're all free. You can go read them and they're brilliant and insightful. You will learn a freaking boatload. YouTube, OMG. Okay, YouTube, go to the bottom of the YouTube page. My Versa just told me about this. I didn't even know this. I was like, how do I want to get a YouTube strategy? How do I do that? There's all these people online that keep talking about it. She's like, Fran, that's what YouTube does. Go to the bottom of YouTube's homepage and click on YouTube Creator. That's all you need to do, and it's free. YouTube will do everything. They've everything that you need in there. They also have one for developers. I don't think any of you are in that place. But they will tell you what's working, what's not working. YouTube is intent on making more people do YouTube and on being able to get money from YouTube. So, Perry Marshall, that's the book. Go to perrymarshall.com. You can also get his book online. It's the 80-20 Sales and Marketing. It's small, easy to understand. You can do it in a weekend, and it's not going to make your head fry. It's really important. Perry Marshall is also the person who was the first big person to get into Google AdWords. Google AdWords is challenging. I'm about to start, like, delving into Google AdWords. But Google AdWords is challenging. However, guess what? People, once they've mastered Google AdWords, then write books about them. And they write, and they give webinars. And they, okay, you can learn this. Now, do you want to learn this, or do you want to do copywriting? Shoes. Which is going to propel your company forward faster? Okay, I need to find somebody who can do SEO for me. I can't afford anybody on Upwork. Okay, fair enough. My then recommendation would be go to a local school, put it up on a local, Cal has them. Now what you do is you post on one board and it goes to all the schools. They all belong to it. So you'll be getting people from all over. If it can be a job that can be done anywhere, there are national boards that you can post on, and it will go to every Ivy League school. And there's not a student, okay, there are some students at Harvard, but the rest of the students are often starved for money. They can't go out and do a job. They need to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can find them. Fiverr also has people, and you can pay them a small amount, and they can do it. And guess what? Sometimes you're going to get screwed, because shockingly, people say that they have skills, and they don't. Why do people lie? I don't know. Look at our president. But what you are going to find is you start to do your due diligence. Now we're almost done. I'm glad you guys have hung in with me. We're to the mental health page. This is because if you are going to be an entrepreneur, you're going to have breakdowns. You're going to have tears. You're going to feel like the biggest freaking failure ever. You are going to have to be your own best friend. Your friends and family aren't going to understand. Your mom is going to say, why don't you just go back to that waitressing job? You did so well there. And she wants you to be happy. Yeah. She wants you to not be crying, okay? What I'm saying is you're going to have to figure out your own resources. You have to be your own best friend if you're going to need them. The Greater Good Science Center is over at Berkeley. Awesome! Awesome! And they're online, they're free, they have events, they have seminars, it's not woo-woo. This is all about, guess what, there's been this study, at University of Pennsylvania did a study, and over a six-week period, the people that actually, before they went to bed, sat and thought about the three best things that they were hopeful for and grateful for that happened that day, 6 weeks later were happier than any of the other groups. That's just a hard, cold science. Harvard did a study that they took three groups of undergraduates who had never meditated before, and they had one group meditate only. They had one group who did positive affirmations, and they had one group that did nothing. At the end of that study, they did MRIs on their brains, and it was the first study in history that showed that the group that had done the meditation, their frontal lobes had actually grown larger. Okay, guys, I just want you to grab that. They sat in silence and they enlarged their brain. Okay, I'm not making this up. Okay, Good Life Project, rejection therapy. Some of you out there are just scared as hell about sales. You're scared of people saying no to you. It's, I used to be a, in college, I was a rape counselor, and one of the things, a battered woman counselor, and one of the things that I heard, I was raised in a family with two alcoholic parents, so we knew a lot about physical altercations. And when I got there, and I was counseling women, women would say to me, I wanted to hit him, for example, a rapist, I remember this, I wanted to hit him, but I was afraid I'd hurt him.
Yeah.
Now, do you need to just go with that for a second? What really was happening is she'd never hit anybody in her whole life. She didn't even know what it felt like to have your knuckles connect with somebody's face. But that's kind of a good thing to learn before you're raped. So, what I'm saying is rejection therapy is hysterical. He's this great guy. It's all about 35 steps of how you can just walk into stores and ask for things that know that you're going to get rejected. Because the more you get rejected, the more you're going to be okay with it. The Good Life Project and Jonathan Fields, they both have, again, they're selling things, but they both have incredible stuff that will support you at 2 o'clock in the morning when you think you've made the most horrible choice in your life. Christine Carter's a PhD, Michael Hyatt, and Marie Forleo, they're all good sources that, again, they're uplifting. So you're not going here if you need to learn your numbers. Okay, this isn't where you're going. I think Marie Forleo is great. I don't recommend her business school. I don't think it's good. So I'm just going to throw that out. Jamie Masters, she has a wonderful site, and all she does is interview people who have been millionaires. Again, it's rarely granular. What I mean by that is she's not going to sit you down and go, here's the spreadsheet you need to do. But you can go back, you can read the transcript, you can see, you can watch the interviews anytime you want. They're all online. You can search them. They're awesome. And then we get to the two things that saved my life. So remember when I told you that I was in a lawsuit, then they had gone to the IRS, somebody had gone to the IRS to say that I was doing something illegal anonymously. So while I'm going through a lawsuit and trying to save my business, the IRS had me go through a full-scale audit. And on top of that, somebody then called the patent office to tell them that I was also fraudulently trying to get this patent while this was all going on. So then the patent office made me go to 6 countries and hire legal representation in 6 countries and get depositions in foreign languages and show them that, in fact, I had invented this product. While this is going on, I became homicidal and suicidal. I would dream about putting on astronaut diapers and going to this company's parking lot and killing them. And it was at one of those nights that I thought, perhaps this is not a good thing. Perhaps I'm not doing well. The other time that I realized I was in trouble was I was up in the hills of Berkeley, and I was going to drive my car off a cliff. And I didn't even have enough money to drive. Where I wanted to go was down to Big Sur. But I didn't have enough money to get the gas. So I went, this is a true story, don't you laugh. So I went up into the Berkeley Hills, and I'm driving around, and I find like a cliff, and I get out, and I go over to the edge, and there'd be a freaking house, because we've, of course, overbuilt everything, and I said, God, I can take myself out, but I'm not going to take out somebody that's like, you know, some kid or a mom or whatever. So I'm driving around in the hills, crying, going, I can't even freaking kill myself. This sucks. This is never going to end. And on the radio, KPFA, came a woman, and she was talking about the Forgiveness Project at Stanford. I immediately got the book. I immediately took a class, and the Forgiveness Project at Stanford is run by Fred Luskin, Professor Fred Luskin. It's now spread all over the world. He deals with women that have been gang raped in the Congo. He deals with people that have been tortured, you know, people that suffered much worse than I had suffered. And the woman that I heard that night when I was going to drive off the cliff was saying that she was up in the Berkeley Hills with her fiancé, the love of her life, and her best friend and she on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And a drunk driver who had like 10 other DUIs hit them, killing her best friend, killing her fiancé, and crippling her. And she started like 3 years of intense therapy and everything else. And the man wrote her from prison and said, I want your forgiveness. Now, vulgarity is coming up. Just prepare. He said, I want your forgiveness. I'm clean and sober now, and I'm so sorry. And she wrote him back and said, fuck you. You ruined my life. You took everything that was important to me. You took everything that ever mattered to me. I'm never going to forgive you. And then another year went by, and she realized she was stuck. She was miserable. She was so unhappy. He's in jail. Her fiancé's dead, and her best friend's gone. And she can't move. She can't move. And that's the woman that I heard talking on KPFA about the Forgiveness Project when I was going to go off the cliff. So I am telling you that that's a great thing to look into. In case you're ever driving around in the hills thinking that you want to end it, I also think, last but not least, is Resilience by Eric Greitens. Eric Greitens is a Navy SEAL, and he wrote a book, and it is powerful, and it's great to read, and I think every entrepreneur should read it. Resilience is about how he came back, and one of his friends came back from being a Navy SEAL, ended up getting a divorce, started a concrete business, and it went under, and the guy became suicidal and was drinking, taking drugs, and the book is the letters, the actual letters and emails that went back and forth between them. It is very powerful. And if you're an entrepreneur, seriously suggest you should read it. So, that is it. We are now going to questions.